Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to wind up this week continuing to talk about our journey through Lent and the importance of getting real and getting serious about sin. It's a topic lots of people don't like to think about, but I've been trying this week to open up our minds and give us a better understanding of ultimately why the church in her wisdom leads us through these 40 days. We know that we imitate Jesus, his time in the desert, and Jesus came as a warrior, right? He's a lover, he's a warrior, he's all that, but he came to do battle. He came to make war against sin and against the devil. Jesus is dead serious about this battle. First thing he did after he was baptized in the River Jordan and his mission was about to begin, such a beautiful thing. Here Jesus is just about to launch into his mission. The time had come. And the first thing he was going to do, he's going to go after his mortal enemy. He's going to draw him in. It's just a fantastic drama. It'd be really great for somebody to do a new version of a movie of Jesus' life focusing on spiritual combat. I would really love to see something like that. So if there's an artist out there, there's a writer, a director, producer, somebody out there who would love to do something like that, I'd say more power to you, go for it. We need to understand all of who Jesus was. And Jesus was a warrior. He was a Lord. He came to fight. He didn't come to fight against human beings. He came to fight against the principalities and powers and rulers of this dark world, Paul tells us, this fallen world that's enslaving human race, and he came to set us free. Beautiful. But here it is in the Jordan. Jesus is baptized, and there's a revelation, a manifestation, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Father said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Sometimes when I think about that, it just touches my heart to see how the God who created everything, the eternal God, has a heart of love. And he looks at Jesus, and we're supposed to see, friends, in that, the reality of that relationship with the Father that Jesus walked in has been given to us who have been baptized into Christ. The Father knew what Jesus, as he came out, was coming out of the Jordan, what he was about to do, and where he was headed. The Father knew Jesus is ultimately headed to Calvary, and he's headed there for you and for me, and out of love for the Father. To strengthen him, the Father let everybody know, "This is my beloved Son. I love him. I'm so pleased with him." Whether you know it or not, those are the words your heart and soul long to hear in the depth of your being. And some of us who are fortunate enough maybe to have grown up in a really wonderful home and had a great dad who was very loving and received some of that, right? Because that's really what moms and dads, that's what the domestic church, the family is about, is to image the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit to us, right? And a father in particular images the love of God the Father. Not exclusively, but you know, in a unique way as a man. And some of us, many of us, didn't grow up in a home where that was the case. There's a lot of pain, a lot of brokenness, a lot of anger, a lot of distance, a lot of fear. And so deep down inside, not only do we have the reality of sin's effect, what is sin's effect? It affects a state of alienation in us. Of isolation. I'm alone. Is there anyone in this world who knows me, who loves me? The world can be a frightening place. The darkness of sin and death can cast its shadow over us, and we're afraid there is no future for us. We can have the wrong idea of God, which the devil works day and night to think, you know, if we're at the place where we believe in God, the one thing the devil wants us to do is get lost into lies about who that God is. To be trapped into believing maybe that the God who created us is like maybe the dad I had who was really, really hurtful and was an angry, bitter person. Whether we believe this idea that somehow God is fundamentally disappointed in us. He's cold and distant, full of anger and rage, tired of our sin, fed up with us, all that kind of stuff. It comes from the pit of hell. What we see in that beautiful, beautiful scene at the River Jordan is exactly where Jesus is leading each one of us to. And you notice in key times in Jesus' life, before he went to Calvary, there was the transfiguration and the Father revealed and declared his love for his beloved son, and it strengthened him for battle. And we need to know this as we walk into this fight against sin in our own lives, as we get serious about it, as we come out of hiding, as we say, okay, I'm going to come face to face with this, and I'm just going to come forward and I'm going to start dealing with this in my life. There's a risk in that. One, we're afraid of admitting it. We're ashamed. That's a hurdle we have to get over. But shame is good. There's a good shame. You know, there's a lot of bad shame, but there is a shame that's good. It can help provoke us to move forward, to say, I want to come into the light. I don't want to hide anymore. So that's a hurdle that we have to get over. Another hurdle is the fear that we can't be happy without some of the sin that we've kept alive in our lives. That's the huge lie. It's the same thing on a milder level, friends. I think how technology and entertainment and things like this work in our lives, in our culture, in this consumerist culture. We get addicted to consuming, to having. We get habituated to the idea that the whole point of life is to be entertained, is to be comfortable. And we're easily seduced into it because there's so much discouragement in us. There's so much discouragement, sadness, pain, confusion, isolation, anxiety, fear, self-rejection, you name it. That stuff's alive in most human hearts, really, to one degree or another. And so the devil tries to offer us in this world an escape from all that. And it really is rooted in a despair that there's no answer to it. I mean, I was thinking of Woody Allen. You know, he was asked, you know, he said he doesn't believe in God, and he's got a very nihilistic, despairing, sad view of reality because life makes no sense, he said. We're all just going to die. In the end, death gets everybody, and there's no answer to it. And so he said he makes movies to distract himself through entertainment. And so the constant, perpetual, 24/7 noise, you know, whether it's social media, day and night. Get on Facebook. Did somebody see my post? You know, do people like it? Do people like me? Who should I be? How do I project myself? Have they responded to me? You know? The constant need for that stuff. Turn on the TV, keep the noise going, entertainment, another party. We can't slow down because we are scared to death of silence, of the desert that Jesus went into, of being alone, because we're afraid of the demons, you might say, that are in us, of fear, of anxiety, of self-hatred, of isolation, loneliness, coming face to face with our own powerlessness and our emptiness. Jesus actually wants to take us to the desert because he wants to reveal himself. But we don't want to go there because we're afraid we won't find anything there. Nobody can walk that path for you. Lent is a time when the church in her wisdom, you know, tells the truth about the world, tells the truth about us, and tells the truth about our enemy, Satan, and the demons that are literally set against us. And the church, a good mother, says, come with me now. Come with us now. Let's go into the desert. Let's get quiet. Let's change some of the habits in our lives. Let's get up every morning in silence. Let's pray. Let's lay hold of God's word, this weapon, this sword that we can wield against the tactics of the enemy, a word that will cleanse our minds and teach us to think rightly about ourselves, about God, to come into his truth. Let's do that. Let's go to Mass. Friends, maybe even a simple decision to say, you know what, in this Lent, maybe you only are occasionally going to Mass. Make it as if I'm going to Mass every Sunday. And I'm going to prepare myself for that. I'm going to do it. by God's grace, he's going to help me. Because why? Because I want to honor God. I want to obey God. In my convenience, in my self-concern, I've come to the place where I've got just kind of taken it, like, well, if I want to go this Sunday, I'll go. If not, I won't go. Repent of that. Repent means change direction. If you haven't been going regularly, go to a priest. Go to confession. Just say it. Just say, you know what? I've really been treating the Lord's Day lightly. One of my goals in this Lent is I'm going to give to God what belongs to God. I'm going to obey that commandment. I'm going to set that day aside, and I'm going to rest in him. I'm going to stop. I'm going to get off the treadmill, the perpetual movement, noise, entertainment, and I'm going to come away with my Lord. And I'm going to place myself right there in that living community of people on Sunday. I'm not going to rush to get out of there before the song is over. I'm going to sit, and I'm going to open my mind and heart, and I'm going to let Jesus speak to me through that word, and I'm going to let him feed me through that sacrament. And I want to let him teach me to live in him and to walk the way that he walked. That's really what I want to do. I mean, friends, let's make decisions like that in this season. It's to turn away from something, but it's always turning toward something. What we're turning toward is the Lord. He's here for you. Right? But it's hard for him to get our attention. He's given us this great gift of the Holy Spirit to overcome sin's work in us. And if you had a chance yesterday to tune into the program, I was talking from Romans chapter 6, where Paul talks about baptism and being baptized into the death of Christ, being united to him. And I just want to read a little bit of that passage because I love the way Paul deals with sin. He said, the death he died to sin. That's Jesus, once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you must also consider yourself dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. That's a great truth to get into our hearts. To just take that one line, this is verse 11 from chapter 6. So ask yourself the question, have you considered yourself dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus? Or are you still alive to sin? You're thinking about it throughout the day. How am I going to get that extra drink? I'm going to get some time on the computer. You know, you're attracted to pornography. I'm going to protect myself. I'm going to put down, you know, somebody who I'm competing against at work. Whatever it is, what's moving you? What are the powers that are at work in you that you need to subdue by God's grace? You need to say, I'm dead to that. I'm dead to that. Even though it's noisy and seems like it's hard at work in you, I'm dead to that and I'm alive to God in Christ. That's the new man. Then Paul goes on to verse 12. Let not sin reign in your mortal bodies to make you obey their passions. Don't let sin reign. We're being moved, friends, in this season of Lent. The church reminds us you're in a battle. You've got power to overcome this. And the whole goal and point of your life is summarized so simply, as I mentioned at the beginning of the week, Paul saying, oh, beloved brothers and sisters in Rome who are called to be saints, you're called to be a saint. And I wanted to tell you real quickly before the week's out, I've been meaning to do it every day and I keep forgetting, I want to invite you to come to our Renewal Ministries gathering April 5th through 7th, just coming up in a few weeks in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Go to our website at renewalministries.net. Our focus this year, our theme is to walk by the Spirit. And we got tremendous teachers, Ralph Martin, Patty Mansfield, Dr. Mary Healy, Dr. Peter Williamson, Lavinia Spirito, myself, all kinds of folks. We're going to have a fantastic weekend to dial into this grace of the Holy Spirit. RenewalMinistries.net, the icon's right there on the homepage. Come on and join us. We'd love to have you. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Peter Burak's new booklet, The Game Changer, in which he talks to us very clearly about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, especially to empower us to engage the mission of the church. That's a calling that's there for all the baptized. If you'd like this free booklet, you could call us at 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to our past episodes or subscribe to our podcast. God bless you.